This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. How do a couple of Texas teenagers go from playing under the Friday night lights to working as assassins for one of Mexico's most dangerous drug cartels? It's a true story that reads like fiction. It's explored in a new book, Wolf Boys, by former Wall Street Journal reporter Dan Slater. Dan, thanks for talking with the Standard.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
I was intrigued. Near the end of your book, you finally talk about how you came across the story of Gabriel Cardona. In a way, it was because you were having a pretty big change in your life as a reporter, right?
That's absolutely right. I was laid off during the recession in early 2009. I read in the New York Times a story about several American teens in Laredo, Texas, who'd become hitmen for this big Mexican drug cartel. So that was how the book began.
What you were really looking for was not to tell the story of the cartels. You really wanted to know, as you put it, I think, about these kids that are sort of walking unseen through shopping malls and the like, right?
Absolutely. The way I'd seen the cartel wars depicted in the media, you know, especially lately, was through the stories of the cartel bosses, the people we see on the front of the New York Times, the Chapo Guzmans, the, you know, Pablo Escobars of an earlier era. And the more I learned about the drug war, the more I learned that those stories, as fascinating as they were, really had nothing at all to do with the reality of the drug war, and that the reality was more about young men and often boys slaughtering each other.
How do a couple of kids who are playing football, you know, the full Friday Night Lights thing, get into the drug business, become basically teenage hitmen for these cartels? What's the attraction? What's the appeal?
Well, I think it happens slowly and then it happens all at once. It begins with juvenile crime, especially in a border city like Laredo that is impoverished. And then you kind of graduate step by step. It starts with some drug smuggling, weapons smuggling, vehicle smuggling. And then at some point you meet someone who knows someone and you're speaking to a cartel boss.
But you have to, if you're going to be a young hitman, a young assassin, you have to, at some point, I would imagine, suspend all the values, the things that you've been taught as you're growing up. I mean, some switch is tripped. No?
One of the fascinating things for me about this book was learning about that space between the values that we learn, the values that any kid might learn in sort of any American society, versus what they're seeing all around them. Sure, they went to school, they got values, they read books, but in these neighborhoods that they came from in Laredo, they were surrounded by smugglers, uncles, parents. Almost everyone was involved in some aspect of the black market. So it was more a matter, I think, of role models normalizing a lot of this behavior.
In fact, there's a chilling scene in which the interrogation after the arrests and the way that they're talking, it's chilling in that it takes on a kind of normalcy. Do you know what I'm referring to there?
Absolutely. These boys felt very comfortable telling Robert Garcia, the United States homicide detective, everything that they were doing in Mexico because they were used to a culture of total impunity in Mexico. Not just impunity, but the cops actually helping them with a lot of their assassinations. So when they get arrested in Texas, they know that there's no way they can be touched for anything they've done in Mexico. And I think that's why a lot of the interrogations with Robert Garcia take on this almost surreal quality.
The Texas Department of Public Safety has warned about how kids are being recruited to work with the cartels. And I think the drug war seems far away. What's the reality of how that drug war and how the cartel culture, what's the reality of where that lives in American society right now?
I think the reality now in American society and forever in American society is that the border has always been a very ephemeral thing. These boys grew up in Laredo, moving back and forth across the border freely. We have never had such a thing as a secure border. That is a myth in American life. So the border is nowhere and it's everywhere at the same time.
Dan Slater is the author of a book that's about something that is very much real, and yet it reads like fiction. It's a remarkable read. Wolf Boys, Two American Teenagers in Mexico's Most Dangerous Drug Cartel. Dan, congratulations and thanks for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you for having me, David. I really appreciate it.